Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a 96-year-old woman in Pennsylvania bowled a 300.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I know, she was the year below me in high school. Yeah.
Okay, do you even believe that? You don't believe that.
No, I don't, but I will tell you this.
You don't believe that.
I don't really, but a friend of mine from high school, Ray McClote, bowled a 300 a couple of years ago, and he was either in his late 60s at the time or around a little over 70. So he did it.
That's not 96. 96.
Raymond McClote.
You got to have a 16-pound ball. You got to have a 16-pound ball.
No, you
ball.
Don't.
Yes, you do.
A 96-year-old woman can't lift a 16-pound ball.
That's what I'm saying to you, homie.
Only a 16-pound ball.
Because the ball will just bounce off the pins. It won't take the trajectory, the path necessary to knock down the pins. Hello?
I forgot I was doing this show with Billy Walu. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lakers complain, the Pac-12 plans to play, and Trevor Bauer expects the sigh. But we begin today with Miami beating the Celtics last night to take a 3-1 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals behind 37 points from rookie reserve Tyler Hero. Hero shot 14 of 21 from the floor, 5 of 10 from 3. This was yet another close game in a series of close games. Wilbon, let us start with Hero. What did you make of his performance?
Wow. That's what I made of it. Wow. 20 years old, that performance? And Tony, it wasn't just catch and shoot threes, because we know he excels at that already, catch and shoot threes. I mean, come on. There are not that many players better at it in the league, even though he's just 20. But to put the ball on the floor and get to the basket or at least get in the paint the way he did. I mean, there's a diversity to his game that I don't think many people knew outside of the people who practice with him every day. And it relieved the pressure. It took some of the responsibility away from others. So a guy like Jimmy Butler, who doesn't really care about scoring in the first three quarters necessarily, he can say, we got this guy tonight. We got this guy tonight. We've got Dragic. We've got Hero. Wow, Tony. And if he doesn't have to score 37. If he scores 20 or more, it just makes Miami so difficult to beat, don't you think?
So let me get to this, because those numbers, 14 of 21 and 5 of 10 from 3, those are Steph Curry numbers.
Yes,
in a playoff game, this is a big deal. Now, you could see some of this in Kentucky, but honestly, Mike, he's better in the pros than he was in college. He's much faster on the court. He uses his left hand and his right hand around the basket. I thought he was simply a shooter, and he is clearly more than a shooter. Now, it helps to be drafted on a good team already, and it helps to come off the bench because there's less pressure. But he was drafted number 13. I got to believe there's a lot of guys between 2 and 13 who he's better than.
Yeah, Tony, I wrote down some names because what we've seen in the bubble, and because not one of these guys didn't get to the playoffs, speaking of Coach Cal guys, Devin Booker, who have emerged as big-time stars. Now, you might not want to think they're superstars yet. Fine, we can quibble. But, Tony, Devin Booker, Jamal Murray, Tatum, and Luka. And I know Tatum and Luka are older. They've been around a little longer. They've had some more time. But when you put Hero with Booker, Jamal Murray, those guys, Tony, Kentucky guys, they are spectacular. And if they are not superstars, they are on the cusp of it. And they're going to change the dynamic in the league, as in,
I give you a small little thing? There are 4 games played in this series so far. Each team has scored 441 points.
Yes,
this is why I don't count Boston out. It's dead even in terms of points. Miami's a really good team, but so is Boston. Last night, Jason Tatum had 28 in the second half, none in the first half. If he gets 4, just 4 in the first half, they win that game.
Tony, so, I know we think of 3-1 leads as commanding, but a 3-1 lead, it seems to me, when there's no home situation, I mean, it's not insurmountable, although Miami has earned this 3-1 lead.
It's not insurmountable. Ask Denver.
Yeah, that's right. Twice. And yeah, the Pac-12 finally appears ready to commit to fall football. Conference leaders are reportedly meeting today to consider either a 6- or 7-game season that would start on either October 31st or November 7th. But The Athletic reports that some Pac-12 coaches are skeptical of their teams being ready to play before mid-November because of local coronavirus restrictions and smoke from the wildfires. Tone, should the conference feel pressure to start so soon?
Only if they want to get in the playoff. And I don't think a Pac-12 team would get in the playoff anyway because they don't get in a playoff most of the time. So, no, they shouldn't feel any pressure. I have read accounts which say that coaches believe they need 8 weeks to get ready, and they haven't practiced at all. This is not like the Big Ten where students were on campus
most schools practiced.
Yeah. And they were working out. The Pac-12 went cold turkey and said, we're not doing it, we're done. And so, no, they weren't even working out. To me, if you're going to play a conference schedule and you're going to put your games on the Pac-12 network and you're going to serve your constituency, then no, you don't have to start when you're ready. Go in the winter to the spring. Start when you're ready.
If you're going to, if people dare mention the words, and I think one coach or administrator said this, Tony, health and safety. I mean, if that's not just going to be some phony war cry, then do what's right in the, first of all, in the place that you live, where restrictions might have prevented people from doing anything. I mean, look, I sit in New York, you sit in Washington, D.C., and the world, California is completely and utterly different. And Oregon and Washington, we talk about the fires. Tony, I was in Chicago one day last week, and I couldn't figure out why it was so hazy because there were no clouds. And then I'm told this is the residue of the wildfires blowing, hello, 2,200 miles east. So imagine if you're there where Northern California looked like the apocalypse. And so they weren't ready for this. Football couldn't be a priority. And I'm with you. You serve your constituency and you forget about a playoff system that shouldn't be anywhere close to anybody's mind out there.
Yeah, don't be pious about it. If you shut the thing down, shut the thing down. If you want to play in the winter and the spring, in many of those places, the winter is hospitable to playing.
Right.
Then just do it that way. Don't make one of these stands, which I think the Big Ten did, that get you in trouble when you reverse it. Do what's best for your students. Trevor Bauer worked on 3 days rest last night, and he was brilliant. He went 8 innings, allowed 4 hits, and 1 earned run. He struck out 12 as Cincinnati beat Milwaukee, one of their direct rivals for a playoff berth. Afterwards, the ever-yappy Bauer declared himself the front-runner for the NL Cy Young, and Bauer said, this is a great quote, I don't know how you can see it any other way, unquote. Wilbon, you see it that way?
Tone, no, I don't. I can't see much anything now because I dropped my glasses. I can't go to the glasses. But Burns at Milwaukee's 4-0 with an ERA sub-2. Darvish has been great. Hugh Darvish with the Cubs, 7-3 with a 2-2-2. DeGrom has been the usual annual great. And so, I don't see him as being some lock. I don't think you have to commit to him. I think there are options in the National League, a few of them. And so, no, I mean, this notion that I know he's a confident young fellow, as you have alluded to, Tony. But no, it is not like you should go to jail, you know, or be assailed by everybody if you vote for one of the others I just mentioned or others too. Right
there
in
there is Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid of the 76ers always talking. Trevor Bauer of the Reds always talking. If you like one, I guess you got to like them both. I'm trying to straddle that fence. Look, I love this story because it's geeky and it's got a lot of numbers. You left out one guy, the Atlanta Braves, Max Fried. He's 7-0 at the moment.
Oh, yeah, Max
Fried,
2-2-5.
Which is pretty impressive. Now, Bauer
has a 1.76 innings, though, at 11 starts, Tone.
Okay.
He didn't go very. He's
Bauer
like a middle reliever.
Bauer has a 1.73 ERA. Let me go through these numbers. Bauer has a 1.73 ERA, 100 strikeouts in 73 innings. That's tops in the league. Those three numbers are tops in the league. But Corbin Burns is really close on ERA, and he's got 83 Ks in 56 innings from Milwaukee. Here's the problem. It's so hard to compare because the Eastern teams only played Eastern teams, the Midwestern teams only played Midwestern teams. So if Bauer had 5 starts against Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Detroit, who are very weak teams, and DeGrom had starts against teams that were pretty much at 500 or above 500, and they never went against each other, I don't know how you make these comparisons.
You just did it. You look at the strength of schedule. This is what you do in college football all the time, right? We look at strength of schedule and we make a decision. We look at strength of schedule. And if you were in there against, you know, Detroit and Pittsburgh and the Kansas City Royals for every one of your starts, right, you get, you know, you get a little ding for that. That you're grading on the curve, Tony. I think that's fair in this particular season. We do it anyway. We do it anyway, so we're definitely doing it now.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even know they were going to hand out awards this year. I'm thrilled that they're going to do it. I didn't know. Let's take a break. But coming up, the Lakers told the league that LeBron deserves more free throws. Will he get them tonight?
I'm surprised you didn't mention LeBron as one of your write-in candidates. You're just stumping for him since November. And which Tampa moment was better? The Rays clinching or Steven Stamkos scoring in his return?
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I punished Wilbon in toss-up earlier this week, and he's back for more. What are you, nuts? Yeah. What's first?
Toss-up, who you got tonight, the Lakers or the Nuggets?
I got the Lakers, and I want to make sure you pick at some point. I got the Lakers.
I'm not picking.
The Lakers have apparently complained to the league that LeBron isn't getting enough foul shots. Apparently, he's got just 10 foul shots in the last three games. And before that, in the playoffs, he was averaging 7.5 foul shots per game.
Denver's not getting in his way.
No. My worry about the Lakers is simple. I think they have the two best players on the court, but I'm not sure that Denver doesn't have the next five or six best players on the court. I am looking for Anthony Davis to have a great game. You said he had a bad game the other day. I think he had a horrendous game the other day. He had 2 rebounds in 43 minutes. I'm looking for him to be great.
The only thing I care about, because this will determine the game in large part, Tony, is how many rebounds, what's the over-under on Anthony Davis's rebounds? I got 14. And I could take the over if, you know, I'm sure there's a number in Vegas that people are betting. Anthony Davis will have double-digit rebounds tonight without question. And he'll bounce back.
Yeah.
But, Tony, I'm not picking. You and I,
what
this has
you
been
have to
our
pick.
Worst. No, I don't. You and I.
You do. That's
the
game.
We pick.
That's the
game. We've done. You and I have been picking for 40
the game is
years.
Who you
and
got?
We each get on a roll at some point, and we get hot. Neither one of us has been on a roll in this bubble postseason. I am not picking. I can't wait for the game. Anthony Davis, over under 14 rebounds. Over.
So
I'm taking the over.
Possibly weak.
Not picking.
What's next?
Toss up, better Tampa Bay moment last night. The Rays clinching or Steven Stamkos scoring?
Great for the Rays. They haven't won the American League East since 2010 when Joe Maddon was the manager. They've owned the Yankees since the beanball incident with Aroldis Chapman, 8 out of 10. But the answer is Stamkos. Stamkos gets on the ice for the first time since February. He scores the goal that makes it 2-0 on the way to 5-2, a big margin. He plays 2 minutes and 47 seconds, that's it. He takes one shot, that's it. And he makes it. And afterwards, his teammates actually say it was inspirational. Wilbon, when somebody is a captain and it's inspirational, it's
you
a Willis Reed moment, and that's the answer. Willis Reed
was
19.
Mentioned in some highlight package last night, and that's like a shift and a half when Stamkos was young and healthy. I hear you, Tony. I'm going to go with the Rays just for this reason. They're on a pace to win 105 games. They won't get to play that many. And in a division right. where the Yankees have all the money in the world to spend and Boston has all the money in the world to spend and Toronto doesn't spend quite as much, but they have all the money in the world to spend. I mean, in that division, for Tampa to come up large like this, Tony, that's a great thing, and that's sustained. I mean, it's not just a 2 minute and 47 second revelation. They've been at this, I mean, for, you know what, more than 50 games now. So good for the Tampa Rays. And I don't say that often because I don't even think there should be a baseball team in Tampa. And if they have one, they should be out of that hideous stadium they're in.
Why don't you pick the Lakers game before we go out? Why don't you stand up and pick a game?
No.
That's
no.
it.
No.
You just did does that. It again. Let's take one last game still to come. We got a big one tonight between the Dolphins and the Jags.
You're right. I got a clicker. What could Mike Clevenger's injury mean for the Padres' postseason hopes? There's so much whining and begging going on for LeBron. Stop it. LeBron's the best player in the league. Stop whining.
Because I made two picks. You lose because you made one pick. And
you're going to get that pick. You're going to get it wrong. If you pick the Lakers, you're going to be wrong, probably.
Oh, so you're picking Denver then.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 74th birthday, Mean Joe Green. An integral part of the greatest sustained defense in NFL history, Pittsburgh Steel Curtain. The defense of Green, Greenwood, Holmes, White, Lambert, Hamm, and Blunt. Green played on four Super Bowl champions. He was first or second team All-Pro 8 times. Defensive Rookie of the Year in 1969, Defensive Player of the Year in 1972 and 1974. He is on the NFL's 100th anniversary team, and he is in the Hall of Fame. In the 1969 and 1970 drafts, the Steelers picked up Green, Elsie Greenwood, Terry Bradshaw, and Mel Blount. Not bad, huh? What stands out for me most about Mean Joe Green is that Coke commercial, the one where he tosses his jersey to the kid who gives him a bottle of Coke. That 60 seconds humanized Green and maybe all big NFL players for a while. It is extremely poignant, without being sappy, and I have remembered it for 40 years.
Tony, I remember it too. In my estimation, it's the greatest sports commercial of all time. Of all time. There were some light beer commercials that came around that time or a little later that was so, so funny. But this was irresistible. By the way, that kid is now nearly 50 years old, living in Yonkers with a wife and children. But it's just so cool. I wish they would play that commercial forevermore. I've gone on YouTube to show Matthew the greatest sports commercial of all time. That's it.
I hope that the two of them get together every once in a while.
They should have a reunion.
This kid and me,
yes.
And Joe Green. Happy anniversary, De'Eriq King. On this day last year, word spread that King was opting to redshirt the remainder of his senior season as Houston's starting quarterback after playing in their first four games. King had been a star at Houston, but without national recognition. For example, in 2018, King threw for 36 touchdowns and ran for 14 more, ranking third nationally behind Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray, eventually the NFL's number one pick, and Dwayne Haskins, himself a first-round pick. The week before redshirting, King broke Tim Tebow's D1 record by passing and running for at least one touchdown in 15 straight games. Now King is at the U, a place of much higher profile, and he's lighting it up. In two games so far, he has 469 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. In addition, he has 92 yards rushing and 1 touchdown. King took full advantage of the new transfer rule that allows players to play 4 games in a season then transfer. Essentially, King became a free agent and picked a place he felt would be better for him, and so far it is.
But it hasn't been better. His numbers were better at Houston. Yes, it's a higher profile program than University of Miami, but I mean, Houston's a bigger city. It's got more football going on in the state around it. Yes, Texas even more than Florida. Good, he transferred. I like the fact that he, you know, sort of thumbed his nose at the system, but it ain't better for him, Tony. It's not, not statistically, not yet.
Miami's number 12 in the country, and this is the U. What are you, nuts? Are you nuts? Happy trails, Mike Clevenger. Sunshine, who came to San Diego in a blockbuster trade at the trade deadline and has been the Padres' ace ever since, left the Angels game after just 1 inning last night, feeling tightness in the bicep tendon of his throwing arm. That was a great 1 inning. 12 pitches, no hits, 2 strikeouts. The initial diagnosis from an MRI is a sprained elbow, and the team is holding out hope he might return in October, but exactly when is unclear. In his 3 previous starts, Clevenger had been 2-1. All told in San Diego, he had a 2.84 ERA, 19 strikeouts in 19 innings. He was a big reason to like the Padres, who already had the hitting covered with Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Will Myers. Clevenger had become persona non grata in Cleveland after he lied about going out against team rules. His trade to San Diego was seen as a potential game changer for the Padres.
Yeah, Tony, it's tough to go into October and lose a guy who can not just give you innings, but give you performance. I mean, if you're going to use the word ace, or even if he's sharing that distinction with somebody else on the staff, and you lose him in October, I don't know where you go. So hopefully that sprain isn't so serious and they can get him back at some point if they keep winning.
So here's what you learn after watching Steven Strasburg for a long time. When a guy takes himself out of the game and holds his arm after 1 inning, is usually a serious
yeah.
circumstance.
Yeah,
I mean, I hope they get him back, but pitchers know their bodies better than anybody. This is how they make the money right there. Let's go to the big finish. Alex Gordon of the Royals, retiring after 14 seasons. How will you remember his career?
Well, there's the 7 Gold Gloves, a 3-time All-Star. He just had a cannon attached to his shoulder and could throw people out. He was on a World Series winner in 2015. That's got to be the big memory. The defending champion Nationals, bow your head, Tony, were eliminated from the playoff chase last night. You okay? You all right with this?
This is killing me. I watched last night. They bring in 2 relievers in the 8th and the 9th. They allow 9 runs in 2 innings and 3 homers. They finish with a position player, Brock Holt, who's better than both those guys. Gets out of the inning without any runs. After the Niners complained, the NFL and NFLPA investigated the MetLife Stadium field. They found it meets league standards. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they played at the Jets on Sunday. Now they got at the Giants this Sunday. This sounds like the vet in the 90s or whenever that was, when people used to just tear up their lower bodies on that stinking field. Dolphins at Jags tonight. What a waste of time. You're not watching that, are you?
Yeah, and I'll make a pick, unlike you. I'll pick Gardner Minshew. I'll pick the Jags. I don't want to just watch for enjoyment. Last one, college football tonight, UAB in South Alabama. Who you got in that one?
I'll take South Alabama, Tony, because I like Mobile.
Really? We're out of time.
That's it. Yeah.
Try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knucklehead. You can get the PTI podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts.
The great Jack Vardaman, rest in peace. A great
rest
man,
in
Mike.
Indeed.
We both loved him.
Absolutely.
Both loved him.
PTI.